chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to look at one verse right here, verse 18. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Now, for several weeks, I've been preaching to you from these exhortations that are given to us here in the end of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And the thing that stands out to me is you read these one-verse exhortations, it's hard to miss how simple they are. There's nothing complicated in it. This is not a part of the Scripture where people complain about that old King James English, all right? I mean, you can't understand rejoice evermore. You can't understand pray without ceasing. You can't understand in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hey, they're so simple that we can't look them, we can't read them, we can't see them, and we can't hear them and read them and then claim we don't understand. No, we can understand them. Very simple. Simple reading, but not necessarily simple to do. All right? Not necessarily simple to do. Tonight I want us to look at that exhortation we just read, verse 18, an exhortation to be thankful people. And I want you to notice it falls in right after we're exhorted to pray. First, pray without ceasing, and then in everything give thanks. I think there's a good reason for that. I think these two, they go together real well. Praying, part of praying ought to be thanking God. I heard years ago John R. Rice say prayer's asking. And it is, but it's also thankfulness in prayer. We ought to be thankful people, all right? And right after we're exhorted to pray without ceasing, we're exhorted to be thankful people, to give thanks. Why? It's proper. It's right to do. Praying and giving thanks, I believe, definitely go together. They fit together so well. And most of us, though, are probably better at asking than they are at thankfulness. We're better at asking. Because we come and we ask for things, but oftentimes we're not thankful people. Sometimes even we ask and receive and then forget to say thanks. To say thanks. Just for a little bit tonight, if you would. I just want to take this verse apart a little bit at a time. Give thanks. Give thanks. To give something implies that it's not forced. It's not pushed. It's not coerced. Now, if you've got children, if you've had children, or you have them now, one of the things we try to teach children is to be thankful. I like to hear people say thank you. When they're given something, I like to hear people say thank you. Be honest, we had an award ceremony at our school last Monday night. And a lot of awards were given out. I gave a lot of them out. Didn't hear a lot of thank yous. Didn't hear. Now, some of that was because kids were amazed they got anything, all right? And they were still going, huh? But you don't hear that. But as parents, we try to raise our kids, all right, to say thanks. But can I say this to you? It's not the same when, you know, you're with your child, they're with you, they're somewhere, somebody gives them something, and we have to go, what do you say? Well, that's not them giving thanks. That's them being taught, and oh, thanks, or thank you, you know. But it's a little bit coerced, it's a little bit pushed. Or maybe you don't have to say it, maybe just go, you know, that nod of the head. And you want them to say thank you for what's done, all right? Maybe even you go, have you ever done? I've done all three of those things, all right? I've done all three of those things. Time or two it's been, I raised my kids snapping my fingers, all right? I did that. I'd sit up here on the platform, snap my fingers, and we'd be doing something. There'd be a lot of noise. I'd snap my fingers. They'd look because they've been taught to do that. And so I'd do that. Oh, thank you, yeah. But man, it was such a wonderful moment when they'd be given something and you didn't have to do anything. And they just said, thank you. To give thanks. To give thanks, all right? It's just a giving, not forced, not pushed, not coerced. Hey, if we're going to give thanks, really give thanks, it's got to come from right here. It's got to come from the heart. Hey, it's more than just saying two words. It's more than just saying thank you. It's coming from within that really produces that, all right? That giving thanks comes from the heart. Man, bless God, He's been mighty good. And the gratefulness ought to just flow from us to Him because of what He's done and how good He's been to us, all right? It ought to be a part of us. It ought to be hard for us to pray without giving thanks. It ought to be hard for us to go to the Lord in prayer without giving thanks. But how many times have you been to the table or said, listen, would you ask a blessing on the food? And somebody prayed and forgot to bless the food. All right? We're praying for things, but we forget to say, Lord, thank you for what we've got. Thank you for what we're enjoying here. Hey, giving thanks, giving thanks. And then the Bible says give thanks in everything. In everything. Boy, the thought just to not let anything go by without giving thanks to God. In everything. Now, hey, I'm just a simple person. That means I look at it and I say, thank Him for the little things. Thank Him for the things that we look at and we consider to be little things. Just another day to live. Just another day to live. What a blessing it is to wake up in the morning and realize I've got another day to live. The fact that I can draw that next breath. Draw that next breath. What a wonderful thing. Hey, that close parking place. Little things. That parking place up close, you know, right? There it is. Hey, I don't know about y'all, but the light's staying green. I'm driving down the street. I'm saying, Lord, keep that light green, would you? Just keep that light green. We left here one Sunday morning a couple of Sundays ago, and we were running late, all right? We were running late, and I pulled off the parking lot. I'm praying. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. I said, Lord, would you help those lights stay green? We don't have time, and would you just help them to stay green? Please help them stay green. I kid you not, we took off down Denton Highway, past the first one there at Ship Drive is green. But better yet, we got to Watauga Road. It was green, all right? Went on through that, made around, picked up our first stop, came back down, got on, I think that time we were back on Watauga Road heading this way, going across Denton Highway. The light turned green right as we got there, all right? Man, I'm just thanking the Lord all the way. But it helped us to get here on time, all right? Light staying green. Little things. Little things. And every time that light was green, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, to be honest with you, I know the Bible says pray believing. But after about three green lights, I was praying in the wonder. I was really thinking, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. But man, thank you, Lord, for keeping those lights. Hey, little things. Little things. But not only little things, you bet we're to thank Him for those big blessings. Those huge things. Healing. Boy, been sick. You pray the Lord and He gives you healing. Gives you deliverance from that. Think of the many answered prayers where you've prayed. And prayed for them. My brother mentioned when he came home from the wreck, I remember praying to my brother. The doctors really didn't think he was going to live. He was in a real bad accident years ago and thrown out of the car onto the road, and they didn't think he'd live. But man, people prayed. Answered a prayer. God healed him. And the doctor even told us later, said, didn't think he was going to live. He told my dad, he said, preacher, I'm going to tell you something. Until this, I never really believed much in prayer. Hey, thank God. Thank God for those big things that come, all right? The raise in pay. That's a big thing, isn't it? Man, I got a pay raise. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. That new deal and a good deal on a vehicle. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. A new home. It doesn't have to be brand new, but it's new to you. More, thank God for it. What a blessing. God's been good. In everything, give thanks, all right? Thank Him for it. Now, this is the tough, those difficult times. Those difficult times. I don't know about you, but I've heard people tell of being traveling and having vehicle problems and being sidelined on the side of the road and then get back on the road and go just a little bit farther. And they look and see maybe it's a massive wreck. And their testimony was, if it hadn't been for that breakdown, we'd have been there. That would have been us. That would have been us. Say, preacher, you really believe? I believe God does that kind of thing for his children. I sure do. I believe God watches over us. I think there's a lot of things happen to us. We're not aware of the fact of what God's doing for us. And we may never know till we get to heaven. But it's good sometimes to just be thankful. Lord, thank you. You kept me out of something. It's not always what I got. But Lord, thank you for what I didn't get, you know. What didn't happen to me. In everything, give thanks. Why? Well, there's a reason. The truth of the matter is there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of reasons to give thanks. First of all, you ought to give thanks simply because the Lord is good. Psalms 34 verse 8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." The Lord is good. Can I say this to you? One of the reasons we ought to learn to be thankful people is to help us to never forget the goodness of God. To always remember the goodness of God. You know, you go through a dry spell sometimes, and the old flesh begins to get the supremacy in us. And if we're not careful, we forget how good God's been. We just kind of let it go to the back of our mind, and we begin to become complainers. We begin to become gripers, all right? And see, here I am. Wait a minute. Don't do that. Just give thanks. Why? Because the Lord's good. The Lord's good. He is a good God. Almost every time when we gather for men's prayer meeting, when Brother Dunbar prays, he says, "Lord, thank you for being a good God. Thank you for being a good God." And he is a good God, all right? And just giving thanks helps us. Helps us. Take your Bible over to James chapter 1, would you? James chapter 1, right after Hebrews, the book of James. James chapter 1. Say, why do we give thanks? Well, one reason, just simply because the Lord's good. We ought to be grateful that he is good, all right? James chapter 1, verse 17. Notice what the Bible says. Every good gift and every perfect gift is just accidental. Oh, no, that's not what it is. No, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good gift. Hey, did you hear that? Every good gift comes down from above. Can I say this to you? God sometimes will use some strange delivery boys to give those good gifts. But you need to remember this, the good gift came from God. The good gift came from God. Now, God may have inspired somebody to give you that gift. To give you that gift. I've heard Mrs. Noble on many occasions tell about how when they were in evangelism, her and her husband and family, and boy, things were low and they didn't know how they were going to make it, but God provided. God provided. He sent somebody. I never forget my dad telling this. In Georgia, he went to Vidalia, Georgia to start a church. And in the building of it, he got hurt and is trying to get materials to build the building with. Broke his leg. He was laid up. He couldn't work. There was no income. There was nothing in the cupboard. And somebody knocked on their door. And he went to the door, and it was Brother Peyton. And Brother Peyton had the groceries. He said, "Preacher, these are for you." He said, "But they came from him." "No, they came from God." But God used Brother Peyton to bring them by. God used him to bring them by. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes down from heaven. And you remember God's good. Being thankful helps us to remember the goodness of God. And not only is his goodness so wonderful, but his mercy is everlasting. To take your Bible over to the Old Testament, 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. All right, look down, if you will, in verse 34. Verse 34. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Now listen to me. If you turn to Psalms 106, or 106 verse 1, you know what it says? It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. By the way, if you turn to Psalms 107 verse 1, it says the same thing. Exact same thing. If you turn to Psalm 118 verse 1, guess what? It says the same thing. Says the same thing. Go a little bit further in that chapter to verse 29. You know what? Says the same thing. The exact same words. You go to Psalms 136 verse 1. Guess what? One more time. The Bible says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Glory to God, his mercy endureth forever. If you had no other reason to thank God, that's why you ought to thank him. Because if it wasn't for his mercy, where would you and I be, man? Good heavens, if it wasn't for the mercy of God, he'd have gotten tired of us a long time ago. Man, how many times we let him down, but his mercy picks up. His mercy picks up. We've disappointed him, but his mercy picks up. Over and over again, I've heard the testimony of folks that said, preacher, I hate even go and confess the sin. I've done it so many times. Well, keep going. His mercy endureth forever. Don't quit, all right? Don't quit. There's a reason to give thanks. His mercy endureth forever. Don't back off of that. Hey, give thanks. Why? Boy, he's a good God. He's so good. His mercy endures forever. But remember what our text verse said? It said, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's the will of God for us to give thanks. You don't know how many times I've had people say this and heard them say something along this. Well, preacher, if I just knew what the will of God is, I'd do it. All right, we got one thing right there. There it is. In everything, give thanks. How good are you at doing that? Well, could we move to the next part of the will of God? Hey, it's amazing. The part we know, we don't do. And we say, boy, if I just knew the will of God, I would do it. Really? Well, that's the will of God. The Bible says it's the will of God. Are you doing it? Are you thanking him, all right? The one thing you can know it's the will of God for all men to do is to give thanks in everything. In everything, give thanks. Hey, look, the giving of thanks should be so easy. But it's not necessarily so. But it ought to be. We don't understand so much. There's so much we don't understand that causes us problem with being thankful. We don't understand things, and so we're not thankful. Too often people get the idea they deserve what they've received. Oh, man, we live in a world where so many people think, well, I deserve this. We've heard the advertisements on television, you know, you deserve a new car. You deserve... Hey, man, you don't deserve anything. We sure don't deserve anything from God. But we get that idea, and because we do, we not thankful. Then I think also we forget so often. We forget so often. It's not maybe that we didn't want to be thankful, but we didn't take care of it when we should, and we forget to be thankful. Can I just encourage you tonight? Let's make it our manner of living. Let's just make this thing of giving thanks part of our daily ritual. You get up in the morning and whatever, you take a shower, you brush your teeth, comb your hair, you know, whatever your daily, hey, make part of your daily ritual just saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to say thanks. So much to be grateful for. A part of it. It's needed so much more than just that one official day of the year. Hey, it ought to be part of our life. Part of our life. I want to ask you, have you thanked him lately? Have you thanked him lately? I mean, really thought about, Lord, thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you for the blessings. Sometimes I thank God for not killing me. Say, Lord, thank you for not doing what you probably should have done. Thank you, Lord, for not doing that. What a blessing. God's good. God's good. He's good every day. We ought to be thankful every day. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you tonight.